Hi, Liam from Wallingford Radio here, and today we're talking to Severia from Grab a Bag Wallingford. And so I understand that a local litter picking organisation that you've essentially you started, it's been going on for about 3 years now, is that right?
Yes, it's nearly 3 years. When I checked back, I was a bit shocked. Didn't remember it was that long.
So this is not a yearly campaign, is it? This is a year-round campaign that you're just asking people to just generally take care of their local environment. Is that exactly how it works, or do you invite people to come in and join?
Yes, I invite people to join, and other people within the group invite their friends. So now we have 171 members, and it's grown a lot recently.
And have you found that this is something that really ties in with people going for instance, at the moment, daily walks and things? It's just something you can do whilst you're out and about getting a bit of daily exercise.
Yes, we really encourage people to mix their daily exercise with the litter picking so that it's part of their routine rather than wait for council to do it or for the yearly litter pick that is organised by Wallingford 1155, which may not happen this year. So it's a really good opportunity right now to join and really help keep our town and our surroundings clean and tidy.
Sounds like a fantastic notion. And do people need anything, any special equipment or anything to go out and litter pick? Obviously, you're not suggesting people you go out and use their bare hands.
Well, no. The idea was to, this is why I called it grab a bag, is that literally you just grab a bag. You grab a carrier bag when you leave your house, the same one if possible for as long as you can.
You're not using lots of bags and things.
Yes, exactly. I just hate the idea of using big backpacks that then end up in the black bin. So just a small carrier bag that you can carry every day, so it's easy. You know, it stays by the door. It's there as a reminder every day. Especially so when it started, it was more about me going on the school run with my daughter, and we would pick whatever we found. And sometimes we were a bit late at school, and same on the way back. And this is how it started. So now we have litter pickers, thanks to Mark Brett, the legendary Mark Brett from Wallingford 1155, who is basically renting them out. He's got quite a selection of litter pickers that are available from Haynes Garage. So if you just go there and ask for a litter picker or two, just put your name down, and then basically he's loaning them out to people because the yearly litter pick is probably not going to happen in March. So it's a great way of combining the litter picking with
For daily walk or just your normal
yeah.
day-to-day activities.
That's pretty much it. A bag, a litter picker, some gloves, and then off you go in whatever you find
So
and put in your bag.
just want to just clarify, just so that there's a full story of everyone is expected to do. So once you've got your bag full of bits and bobs that you've collected from the path and hedgerows and things, do you drop that at a public bin or do you take it home or
No,
what's the
so
plan for that?
definitely don't put it in a bin. Don't. So if it's a big bin bag, it's fly tipping if you leave it by a public bin. So definitely don't do that.
Right.
If it's a carrier bag, I mean, potentially, yes, maybe you could put it all in the bin. But my passion is about recycling. That was the main thing. Is that I don't want to use black bin bags and then put it all in the black bin. I just want to like go home and then sort it. So whatever is obviously clean or clean enough, you know, is glass or plastic or cardboard can be then put into your own green bin, and then everything else can then go into your own black bin
That
for
makes perfect
you.
sense. Try and actually recycle some of the bits that are out and about. There's no point adding it to landfill. What's the most interesting and weird things that people have found?
Well, I have found a bottle of champagne.
A
It
full
was
one?
empty,
No, an
unfortunately.
empty one.
Recently, just 2 days ago, we found a doll's leg, single doll's
A
leg.
leg from a doll. Okay, that's creepy, if odd,
Yes, a
but.
bit creepy.
And obviously, you said earlier that you used to do this on the walk to school. So, do you find that this is something that kids like to get involved with as well?
Oh yes, they love it. It's so good to see all the children taking part. It's really making them sensitive to the environment, to what people actually throw away mindlessly. They go from just total disgust to total elation at this treasure hunt, and they really delight in sorting things as well and being part of this, you know,
Well,
bigger initiative.
Brilliant. Well, it all just sounds like a fantastic idea, and obviously helping to really instill a sense of pride and, as you say, knowledge about recycling and waste in young people as well. So, congratulations. And if people want to join up, obviously you said you can just go out and do it, but you've got a Facebook group as well that people can join.
Yes, so you can totally do it. You don't have to join my group to do it. Please do it, no matter what. If you want to join the group, it's actually a closed group. It's not a public group, but I will let you in if you're from Wallingford or nearby. And it's called Grab a Bag Wallingford.
And I take it you can all share where you've been litter picking and pictures of
Yes,
rubbish you found
yes.
and things.
We love putting up our pictures. It's really encouraging, and we all encourage each other in this way. It's really good.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for talking to us. Good luck with the litter pick. We were hoping to come and cover the annual litter pick in March, but obviously this might be something we need to come and do ourselves now. So
Yes.
we'll be sure to get out and about. Well, thank you very
It's a
much.
call to arms.
It is
Thank you very
it's
much.
an annual call to arms. Well,
Yes.
thanks very much, and best wishes with it.
Thank you very much. Bye.